Meanwhile, some concerns out of the community of Algoma. Mayor Wayne Schmidt, nice enough to share some time with us. And I would much rather be talking about some good things coming out of Algoma. But Mayor, do want to talk about these anti-Semitic signs that recently did appear around your city.
Approximately at 1:30 a.m. on July 30th, our police on normal patrol to discover some anti-Semitic signs. Four of the signs were on our city property, and two were, I understand, on a private property. So this is very upsetting to us at the city of Algoma. These are the kind of things that we're just not going to tolerate.
I can certainly understand that. So what type of investigation is underway?
The police department, along with the FBI, is investigating this situation. It's my understanding that Chief Magno, they had a lead. I don't know how definite it is as far as the vehicle that was spotted in the area at that time of the morning, and he's investigating that along with the FBI, and we're hoping to come to some kind of conclusion shortly.
Now, the reports we've seen, Mayor Schmidt, were about six anti-Semitic signs had popped up late July in Algoma. For those of us not familiar, I guess, with Algoma's population, is there a large Jewish base in Algoma?
No, I'm not aware of that. I mean, we have a good mix here in the city of Algoma of different religions, and the Jewish community here, we've never had any incident before in the past. This is why I was totally surprised when this happened. I mean, the whole city was, in fact, and like I said, Algoma is basically a small community, a little over 3,200 people along Lake Michigan, and we're known as the friendly city. That's our logo, and this was really upsetting to all of us, not only myself and the entire city council, but everybody in the city that's aware of it. And like I said, we're proud of Algoma. It's an inclusive and friendly community, and acts like this contradict our values, and we just will not tolerate it.
Well, as you said, the ongoing investigation from both your own police and the FBI. Algoma Mayor Wayne Schmidt here talking about six anti-Semitic signs that popped up in the community. And when you talk about Algoma, like I said, I know that you pride yourself on being a welcoming community. You have a lot of festivals that are very popular. People love visiting your community as well. Do you feel that there might be some negative backlash because this is making statewide news?
Well, we're hoping not. I mean, this is not something that it was ongoing. I mean, I think this is just a single incident, and once the investigation hopefully is completed, we'll find the perpetrator or perpetrators. I can't tell you if it was one or more, but I think we'll be able to put this thing behind us and move forward. The community is a type of community, like I said, we'll work together, and we'll find out what happened here. And I guess the thing that concerns us the most is just a single incident. It's nothing that's been ongoing. There's been no indication that there has been any discrimination against the Jewish community at all in Algoma. So, we're surprised, but we'll get this thing figured out. So.
We appreciate your time on this Wednesday morning. Thank you very much, Mayor, and good luck in that investigation. That is Algoma Mayor Wayne Schmidt. Again, happened late in July. Six anti-Semitic signs found in the community. They were almost immediately taken down once they were identified. And now both the local police and the FBI in the investigation. I believe, Matt, there actually is a reward out by the Anti-Defamation League to get some information on these perpetrators.
Yeah, and no surprise that the Anti-Defamation League has stepped up and offered a reward, something around $1,500 or something like that. And when you have signs popping up in a small community like Algoma that say, kill the Jews and Jews get out and things like that, and that's what they were seeing with some of these signs, it is disturbing, especially for a small community. And if you have a Jewish population, it is an inclusive community. This kind of stuff shouldn't be tolerated.
No,
you wouldn't
no.
think that it would pop up in a place like Algoma, but unfortunately, towards the end of July, that was happening in their community.
Yeah, you don't know if it was somebody just even coming through that put them up or somebody that does live in the community.
Yeah.
But the FBI is on it, and they've joined the local police, and I have a feeling it won't take too long to get an answer. And when they do, we'll let you know about it here on WTAQ.
We've been sharing this breaking news story with you this morning from NBC. A large cargo plane crashed early this morning near the airport in Birmingham, Alabama. The aircraft was a UPS cargo plane, flight flight 1354. They crashed at about 6 o'clock this morning at Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport, according to the FAA. UPS has been notified of an incident involving one of our aircraft near Birmingham, the company said on its official Twitter feed. The crash caused at least two explosions, thrown debris across a long path, according to NBC News affiliate WVTM. The plane crashed in an open field owned by the airport, WVTM reported as well. Police said no homes were affected by the crash. We are now learning that the pilot and the co-pilot were aboard the plane when it went down, according to Birmingham Mayor William Bell, saying that on the Today Show this morning, but declining to comment on the condition of the crew. There was no unusual weather before the crash or anything like that. It was unknown if there were any mechanical issues, but obviously you've got to investigate and figure out. Talk to the pilot, talk to the co-pilot. What were they experiencing? There was also no immediate information on whether or not there were any people killed or injured on the crash. We will continue to follow that story as it develops and try to figure out exactly what happened with that UPS cargo plane. 651 with Mike and Matt. Story from NBCChicago.com. Jesse Jackson Jr., he's given his prison preferences.
Oh, he gets to choose?
The former congressman, his wife, they're set to be sentenced today.
It's a sentencing day for him, yeah.
And it goes without saying that former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. still hopes a federal judge in D.C. will consider giving him a sentence of probation.
Right.
But realizing those chances are pretty slim.
To none.
Possibly none. Through his lawyers, he made a formal request to be incarcerated at the federal prison camp in Montgomery, Alabama. So that's his preference.
So has he been going on websites deciding which one seems the best? Well, let's see. This isn't a bad area. I hear their food isn't bad. Oh, they got a good exercise area. Okay, this is the one I want to go to.
Yeah, do you pick one because they have better dessert options?
Is that normally what you can do at a trust? Hey, wait a minute, Judge. I don't want to be in the Brown County Jail. Couldn't you send me somewhere else?
Federal Prison Camp Montgomery is the closest FPC to Washington, D.C., Jackson's attorneys wrote, and would, as such, allow Mr. Jackson to maintain contact with his wife and children during incarceration. It is possible Jackson would have to do his time at a different class of facility, known as a federal correctional institution. If that is the case, he asked the court to be sent to FCI Butner in Butner, North Carolina. So if it's a federal prison camp, he wants it to be Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay.
If it's an FCI, get me to Butner, North Carolina. I love that he's just like...
I wonder how the judge is going to respond to this.
Look, I get it. I'm guilty. Whatever.
Right, yeah.
Okay, I realize probation probably off the table, but please at least send me where I want to go.
Yes.
Come on. The attorneys note that the Butner facilities within 500 miles of Washington would provide the same access for Sandy Jackson, the couple's children. Plus, they note Jackson attended college in North Carolina and has significant ties to the area, which he believes will aid in his rehabilitation during any term of incarceration.
So he's expecting like old college buddies to come stop on by and visit?
Possibly.
Wow.
Having pleaded guilty to looting his campaign fund of $750,000, Jackson and his wife are to be sentenced in district court in Washington today. Well, good luck.
Well, that's what I wonder. He wants to be close to his wife. Isn't she going to have prison time,
well,
too?
Well, maybe it's not going to be
so
the same kind of sentence for her.
So maybe she'll just get probation?
He's seeing it going to be much worse for himself.
Well, yeah.
Than for his wife.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck with that. But I love that you could just say, here's my choice one, choice two. All right, if I need a choice three.
It's over here, yeah.
Here's where I would like to go.